Right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Judy, of course, the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking snow or rain. We're talking food. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning to you.
We're only
dealing with rain. Down here in New England.
That's right. And now the question is, will the stress of a foot of snow just before July in Newfoundland, will it, with stressful job or home life, lead to an autoimmune disease? Everything will.
You know, Jill, this is, the reason I wrote about this is that I had come across several, really many, media reports about this rather frightening study that came out of that came out in the Journal of the American Medical Association a couple of weeks ago. It was a study conducted by scientists from Iceland who did a very large survey of the population of Sweden. Iceland doesn't have enough people for them to have done the study there. What they did was look at about 1,000 people, maybe slightly more than 1,000 people who had suffered from PTSD or other psychiatric-associated stress disorders, and compared compared them to their siblings, and also to a similarly large group of people who were not related to them. And what they were looking for in this study is to see whether prior experience of a dreadful stress might lead subsequently to a whole series of what we call autoimmune diseases, diseases in which the body seems to fight its own antibodies and really causes sometimes sort of unrelenting a chronic disease, ranging from things like Crohn's disease and irritable bowel syndrome and celiac disease, a kind of autoimmune hair loss, a type of autoimmune thyroid disease, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, a large number of diseases that really plague people for the rest of their lives. It's not something that is self-limited. And what they found was that there was seemed to be a significant association between having stress and developing these diseases, 10 years later, or even earlier than that. And so what the headline said was, stress causes these chronic, dreadful diseases. And everybody could respond to that, including, yours truly, who had developed in my later years a disease, a skin disease, psoriasis, that is not usually associated as a first outbreak with older adults. It's usually seen in children, adolescents, and young adults. And I remember going to see my dermatologist, and she said to me, well, have you been stressed lately? And yes, I had been stressed about 6 months earlier because a very, very close friend of mine at that time received a life-threatening disease. She subsequently has died. But so that everybody reading this article would say, oh my goodness, here I'm going through these stresses. I mean, who in adult life does not go through stress, unfortunately? And now I'm going to be a victim of a disease. Who knows when it's going to rear its ugly head? But if I get rheumatoid arthritis, I start losing my hair, or have a certain kind of thyroid disease, maybe it's due to that. But if you read the article carefully, and this is what I did because I went ahead and actually read the article in the journal, there were two things, and this sort of comes back to what you sent me an article. We'll talk about that in a second. There were two things that came out. First of all, yes, it was true that people who had these autoimmune diseases have been stressed earlier, but the difference between them and their non-siblings, sort of a random association, a random population, who had the diseases and were not stressed, was very small. I mean, it was statistically significant, but, in the large, it wasn't a gigantic difference. And the other thing was, it wasn't simply stress, like the media all said. It wasn't being caught in a traffic jam for 2 hours or finding that your refrigerator broke and it was the day before the 4th of July and you were going to serve 100 people hot dogs and potato salad. It wasn't that kind of stress, which is, of course, horrible, but it was a psychiatrically diagnosed stress, like PTSD, or there were certain other kinds of stresses, where you would be seeing, maybe even hospitalized, for this kind of stress. And that's what the media totally did not pick up. So that, of course, we're all now, quote, stressed at the idea that our stress is going to cause us autoimmune disorders. And this brings me to, you know, to an article that you sent me saying that these very large population studies where people are where the researchers simply screen electronic medical records. They don't ever talk to the people. People are a number.
Right.
Generate these studies that cause all of us as individuals to think, oh, my God, this is going to happen to me.
And that is just patently untrue. And I just want to, it's not digress as much as it is elaborate slightly, all right? Because
yeah, sure.
When you, the good news is that people are relating certain mystery, inexplicable ailments that mess with your internal system to stress.
Right.
That's the good news. However, this stress, all stress is not created equal. And I'm trying to be diplomatic here. But for example, my 30-some-odd year sister, old sister, who does not have the same stresses as others, you know, insists that her life is incredibly stressful and that, you know, she just hates conflict. And I had to explain to her that she's like, I know conflict is part of life. It's not that. It's that the things that are perceived as conflict are hangnails in the general scheme of things.
Yeah, I see.
And
sure.
That is hugely important when you are when you haven't had the when you haven't had a life that's based in genuine and legitimate difficulty, which again is, hate to say, a life without some genuine legitimate difficulty isn't much of a life, sadly.
That's right. That's so right. You're living in a bubble.
Yeah. So there's, and that just makes this all the more important to actually, you know, obviously stress is in the eye of the beholder, and obviously people's physical bodies are going to react, but almost a more individual approach needs to be taken to certain things.
That's right, and there's also a corollary to this, and I think it deals with how, I may be wrong, but I hope I am, but how physicians sometimes deal with women who come in complaining about some kind of disorder because the first
thing is, you're menopausal, or hey, you're this, or hey,
yeah.
There are assumptions.
I have a relative who is going through a very difficult graduate degree program, and she developed multiple sclerosis. It's a real disease, okay? And the first question in her from the neurologist was, oh, have you been stressed? Well, yeah, I've been stressed. Yeah, I'm a graduate student. But the point is my brain lesions are not caused by stress. And I think this also, I mean, unfortunately, you know, this article would reinforce that kind of assumption because, again, people reading the article don't realize that the stresses that are mentioned, like PTSD, are not your casual, ordinary, unfortunate stresses that we all deal with, but they are something that is, you know, from a medical standpoint, gigantic. And I think that doctors ought to realize this, too, along with, you know, the general public. Because, you know, again, just because we have stress does not mean we're going to develop these diseases. Or if we have the diseases, doesn't mean that we're at fault because we're not dealing with our stress adequately.
Thank you very much, as ever, Dr.
have an easy week.
Dr. Judy Werfman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Dr. Werfman every Thursday morning, just about every Thursday morning at about 8:20 here on Robin Hood Radio.